if you're still working on that, so remember when my clothes caught on fire? Hey, it's me.
I do remember when your clothes caught on fire. Did they catch on fire again?
No, but the day after, I ordered two hoodies, to replace the hoodies that burned, because I live in Canada and it's very cold here, so you need hoodies. I ordered one off Amazon, and it was like, "Hey, thanks for your money. This isn't Amazon shipped, so you're gonna have to wait forever for it." So I said, "Great." I said, "Great." And then I got the other one off Teespring, because I googled where can I buy very large hoodies, and Teespring was an option.
Hell yeah, Teespring.
So I checked reviews, and like apparently people really don't like that website. They're like, "Well, the quality used to be really good, now the hoodies suck." I'm like, "All right, well, whatever." So I poked around on it for a while, and then I saw what I'm sure is stolen art from like some shit, like StarCraft and stuff like that. I was like, "Hell yeah, I want that on a hoodie." So then I was just clicking through them all. I was like, "There's some Gears of War, some StarCraft video games. There's some Halo shit like that." And then I was looking at the sizes, and it's the first time I've ever seen any website ever offer a 5XL hoodie. I was like, "That's fucking ridiculous." Because I wear a 4XL for the length.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm absolutely going to get a 5XL. Oh, it's so comfortable. Oh, it's so nice. Look, the sleeves are long. They're not up here on me."
You would see plenty of 5XL if you were a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
That's all they make.
Does WWE have a lot of 5XL hoodies?
Yes, the fan base is traditionally rather large, so...
WWE store...
Just kidding.
Could probably get an Austin 316 at XXL. Possibly. Also, hell yeah, hold on a second, I'm changing my icon. hold on a second, oh, can you not change where it's sitting in the picture? Okay, well...
Hoodies, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies.
Man, Discord really fucked up if it lets me do this.
I am streaming this, which is great. Oh yes, there you go.
Is it moving? I think it's only stationary.
It is stationary.
It was moving in the like edit window, and then I hit save and it stopped moving.
It looks like they've dropped it down. They used it's down to 3x is the maximum there at WWE.
Should I buy a Randy Orton Skull Vipers lightweight hoodie sweatshirt for $76.60?
Absolutely.
Bigger question, do you know who Randy Orton is?
I do. I like to know. I like wrestling.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Randall Keith Orton.
I've recently been watching a lot of WWE content because Edge came back at the Royal Rumble. The Edge is the last thing I remember about when I used to watch
WWE. The absolute funniest part about that is he came out in the Royal Rumble, and I know him like in real life. And I picked up my phone. I know Adam Copeland. Yeah, he was on Haven, and my family worked on that. So.
Oh shit, that's right. Yeah.
So I picked up my phone, texted my mom. I was like, "Adam's back in the WWE right now," and immediately she was like, "Is his neck okay?"
Theoretically, you never know in wrestling, though.
That was his neck was so bad even after his surgery. I don't know if this has ever been spoken about publicly, that when he was on the first time he was on Haven, they weren't sure if he was going to be able to do it because he didn't have any fucking like rotator motion in his neck.
Yeah.
Now he's back out there doing spears and having a feud with Randy Orton, who used to be his best friend, I guess.
They were team rated RKO.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was that before or after Randy Orton heard voices in his head that spoke to him and he understood?
About the same time.
Okay.
Wait, does Randy Orton know what's the snake language in Harry Potter?
Slytherin?
No, there's...
Hey, Shirley, what's the snake language in Harry Potter?
No, it's Siri.
Parseltongue.
Parseltongue.
Yeah, there you go.
Knowing Randy Orton, probably not, unless it involves shitting in somebody's duffel bag or
God,
or bumming smokes off of fans.
We cannot become every other video game podcast was 2 years ago that just all of a sudden repositioned themselves as wrestling. And video games.
I could buy an Eddie Guerrero Latino Heat pullover hoodie sweatshirt for $55.70. That's a guy that's relevant in the WWE.
Welcome to SQW Podcast.
Actually, back welcome again. To The Side Quest, your weekly video game podcast where we talk about video games and apparently not video games at all. We're going to talk about wrestling and hoodies and Animal Crossing GIFs, whatever. How you guys doing in this extremely laggy day? I'm sorry for the viewers. I have no fucking idea why it's lagging. I am
streaming
from a Mac. That's why.
Yeah.
But I've streamed from a Mac before, and up until last week's episode, we didn't have a lag. So last week started, I might have to reset all my settings and ditz around with it. But we'll get that next time. For now, we're just gonna figure shit out and go from there. So how you guys doing? I'm Dolly Domofsky. This is The Side Quest from SideQuesting.com. Joining me in the beautiful purple Animal Crossing, no longer Princess Peach. Who is that character, Sam?
You know, I don't know.
It's purple cat thing.
It's just purple cat dance animation that got popular. I'm sure somebody out there is currently screaming that villager's name at me.
It's their favorite.
Bob. It's apparently Bob.
Okay.
All right. Bob. Well, this is now my favorite thing on the show.
Bob that the smug-ass cat.
That is exactly the name I would name a stupid fucking anthropomorphized animal.
You know what's kind of funny, Sam, is that you're you're asking your partner like she's Siri. Hey, what's 65 divided by 3.2?
Well, listen, if you want the Wikipedia page for just about anything Animal Crossing, she is the source.
Sam, hello, Sam.
Who ask her who would win in a fight, Isabelle or Goku?
Isabelle's that answer. She's going up against Doom Guy, so I don't know what to tell you on that one.
Also joining us is that one, the only Aaron Twitch affiliate, something's wrong this week, maybe clothes are burning, Scratty Bones Kelly.
No, everything's good this week.
Oh my God, holy shit. Yay! Excellent.
Yeah, everything's fine. No health problems. I've got 2 days off in a row now, like at my job. I actually get like a weekend now. I've been working 6 days a week for 2 years.
What's that like? What's having a day off at all like?
I didn't like it. I felt really anxious and like uncomfortable like on the second day. I wasn't used to it. Wow. And now my whole week's thrown off because I moved my day off back. It used to be on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And because I've got two off, I got rid of Sunday and then moved my weekday off, my original day off, to Monday. So I went to work on Tuesday late because I'm not used to waking up on a Tuesday. And then I was at work today and I was like, fuck, what time am I leaving today? What day is it? Oh God, am I supposed to be gone already? Oh no, it's only Thursday. Oh fuck, it's only Thursday?
Nice. That's always a positive.
Yeah.
Cool. And finally, but definitely not leastly, if that made any sense. Yeah, JJ, _JJ.
Yeah, very hard Twitter handle to just read off.
The underscores. I'm going to give some ASMR by just slurping on this coffee, so enjoy this.
I just brought up the old Twitch page for the show. Mm-hmm. Hey, you were not kidding about this being like, you're worried about 2 frames a second.
Yeah, I have no idea why it's fucking doing this. So I do have to set some resets. Because previous episodes worked fine.
And somebody's torrenting.
I did restart my yeah, I'm torrenting something. I did restart my laptop. I'm actually shut. I've even shut down everything, so.
Go turn off all the internet devices in your house and see what's eating up your bandwidth. Because that's a bandwidth problem right there.
You think so? Not lag?
That seems like a bandwidth problem to me because that's what used to happen to me when I didn't have the bandwidth to stream and I would try anyway. Mm-hmm. Like it would lag like that and then it would buffer out constantly. And
I'll keep an eye on it, I guess.
Maybe it's your ISP. Are you with Comcast?
I'm with Comcast, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Who knows? Who knows?
Comcast sucks.
Halfway through this, I'll figure it out. By then, everyone will have died. You know, this, the crazy thing is, in the Discord, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, you're the worst of the group.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, in the Discord, like I look smooth and JJ looks smooth, and you're running at about as fast as the stream is running.
Well, because I'm also streaming. That's probably why.
Yeah.
I'll fucking figure it out. And then Sam isn't even moving at all, which is really bizarre. He's in fact, he's blurry. He's a blurry purple blob. Anyways, yeah, all good things. All good things. We're going to talk about video games, what we've been playing. Let's start with JJ, since you're first time back in a couple weeks. What are you playing with, dude?
Talk to us about AEW.
He's playing AEW.
Yeah. I'm sure their first game will be some crappy mobile game that just sort of reskin of some other mobile game. But I got the Phoenix Wright collection for the Switch, so I've jumped back into Phoenix Wright. It's been a long time since I've played one of those. And I've still really, really, really love Phoenix Wright. Hmm. And also Puzzle Quest. Remember Puzzle Quest?
Yes, I've been playing that as well.
The Switch version of Puzzle Quest is incredibly good. I still love Puzzle Quest. It's nice not to, because I've been playing the Marvel one on phone, but it's nice to not be bothered for, like, microtransactions. Like, hey, you want to keep playing? Give us a couple of bucks.
You know, I'm really surprised that more mobile games aren't on the Switch. Like, why the hell does Nintendo not have Super Mario Run on the Switch? I mean, it seems like an easy $5 for them to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. They should just put Pocket Camp on there at some point.
We'll talk about that later. So Puzzle Quest is still Puzzle Quest. I talked about it a few episodes back, and I enjoyed it. But did you play the original game on DS? Okay.
The original DS one, yeah. So when that popped up on the Switch, and I was like, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to buy that.
You're like, I'm going to drop, what was it, $20, something like that?
Yeah, I think it was on sale. It was like $15.
Okay. I got it for too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also got the limited run games version of Shadows of the Empire for the Nintendo 64, and I love that game. It's terrible, but I love it. It looks bad, it plays bad, but I don't care.
But it functions on the N64, the actual, like a cartridge version?
Yeah, it's an actual repro cartridge in clear purple. They just announced today that they're putting Monkey Island out for the CD. Yeah. So,
that's actually kind of badass.
Yeah. So I'm absolutely getting Monkey Island for the Sega CD in 2020. Great. That's it. Just old stuff.
Just old junk. Okay.
Yeah. Can't really talk about at length. I mean, I could talk about Shadows of the Empire for another 25 minutes if we need to, but I don't think that's a good idea. I think the Star Wars discourse has run its course.
It might.
I don't know. We called Jeff up. He's always got something to say.
He's got something to say, yeah.
Forget about Jeff. We don't need Jeff.
I can never forget about Jeff.
Yeah.
So, standing outside of his house with a boombox raised above your head.
So what, let's see here. What are you playing, Aaron, since you had your hands up? Holding the boombox up.
I've basically only really played a little bit more of that, you know, the one I can
that
literally never remember.
Totally. Yeah, of course.
That I've talked about for the last couple of weeks. Something I haven't talked about with that game before is when you're starting a new game, it has like a string of different options you pick from. And it's like, you can pick all the top options and that's the easiest difficulty, or you can mix and match, or you can pick all the lowest options on each list. Sure. And that raises the difficulty to like 100%. So I set a game. I set Surviving the Aftermath. I set that game to 100% difficulty and managed to beat it for a given value of beating it. So I'm pretty much done with that game until more updates come out, because there's no challenge anymore. But I still like it. I still think that game's fun. But that's pretty much it. I'll probably, now that it's free, for the week, I'm probably going to dive into Assassin's Creed Syndicate because I've never played that one.
It's on the Epic Game Store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't played that Assassin's Creed, and apparently it's a very good one of those, so I'll play it, and I don't know. Does that one have shanties?
Unlikely.
Does anybody know? That's the one that's set in, like, industrial Britain or something?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the British one, or is that the French Revolution one?
No, it's the British one, I'm pretty sure. Mm. French Revolution one was Unity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unity. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's pretty much just been surviving the aftermath. And it's very good. And you should all play it.
Surviving the aftermath. Yeah, that's...
I apparently have 57 hours in that game.
Okay. Wow. And that's it? That's all you've been playing? Just like more of that game?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work at work. I was trying to think of a better way to put that, but we're working with a bunch of new wholesalers, so I've been trying to navigate that and deal with that. And we're at the point in the season, like, this is one of our busy points because, you know, a lot of our customers grow weed because, you know, it's Canada and it's legal here, and we're a paraphernalia shop and deal in seeds and stuff like that. And everybody starts doing that around March, so everybody's buying right now. So I've been dealing with that and having to memorize and explain, you know, 70 different strains to potential customers is a pain in my ass because I don't smoke weed, so it's utterly useless knowledge.
What's your favorite one?
I have answers to that. I lie through my teeth every single day.
It sounds a lot like when I had to sell fireworks. I'd be like, I don't know, the purple one's pretty. I guess it's the most expensive to make.
What's your favorite one to smoke? The purple one?
There's a strain called Purple Kush
that
I have a whole speech about because it's very temperamental to temperature, and I have to explain to people that you can't grow that shit outdoors in Nova Scotia because our temperature snaps back and forth even in the summer, and then they buy it and fucking 4 months later come back angry and want a refund, and I'm like, I fucking told you, get out of my store.
I told you, mothers.
That's my life. Hey, what's up?
You should have gotten this one that was a knockoff, definitely not copyrighted, Night at the Historical Place.
I just tell everybody to get White Widow. That's the one everybody knows.
Black Widow is my favorite movie.
I hate my job.
What's funny is about 40% of your customers would love your job.
Yeah, well, he's right.
My job is like, you know, putting into action, you know, the old wisdom of, you know, don't get high on your own supply, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've hired a stoner before and ended up having to fire them because they were dog shit at working. which, you know, fair enough. Like, their priorities are not my priorities, and my priorities are running a store. But, yeah. Yeah, so just the one game.
Okay.
When I can.
Sam, what about you, my friend? What have you been playing?
I mean, not much either, to be quite honest.
We are boring as fuck this week, guys.
I know. Played a couple of rounds of Smite. That game's still bad, and I don't recommend playing it.
We're counting on you to pick this up, Dally.
Apparently, two of my friends have recently bought No Man's Sky, so I'm reinstalling that garbage. So we'll see how that goes. I did, however, and something I can talk about, play a little bit of the Bleeding Edge beta took place last weekend. So if you're... not an Xbox Game Pass member. Bleeding Edge is the new, like, 4v4 team fighter that, who is it? Team Ninja is working on, right?
Yes.
Ninja Theory. I mean, it's basically, you know, you have different classes of characters. You've got a more support role that does heals and buffs and debuffs. You've got your DPS characters that have a little bit of health over other characters and can do a lot of damage. And then you have your sort of like glass cannony, you know, super aggressive characters that can do a lot of damage, but will die if they're left alone and stuff like that. So they don't have a team deathmatch mode. They have a kind of a capture the point mode, and then also I forget what the terminology was, but you basically collected these little capsule things, and then had to stand somewhere and turn them in, and you had to defend the person turning them in, or if they got attacked, it would cancel the turn in. And I mean, it's interesting. It's certainly a different take to get into some of the jargony stuff from those type of MOBA team games. There's no skill shot; like everything's pretty locked on. There is a couple of area of effect abilities that allow, you know, to kind of place where they're at, or you can like double tap them and they'll just happen right where you're standing. But even your auto attacks are all locked on. It'll tell you if you're on a range to cast them, but you don't have to aim them per se. So it's it seems to be both streamlining and making it a little bit more playable for somebody that doesn't have those experiences, but also has some level of a skill cap. There's certainly characters that are harder to understand, harder to put together unless you've played these type of games before. You know, we'll have to see if it actually strikes a balance once it's open into the real world. I think they have one more open beta session that I think is either at the end of this month or beginning of next month. The game launches on March 30th? March 31st. So close.
Almost had it.
It's going to be a $30 game instead of free to play that a couple of these games are. And, you know, we've seen sort of Rooster Teeth had its own style of this game. There's been a couple other people that have had this style of game where they've charged money for it initially, and it just really hasn't found an audience. But with Game Pass, everybody's going to have access to this on PC and Xbox. So it's going to be interesting to see if it stays that way, or if in the long run, you know, we get a more free version and people who own it get, you know, a skin pack or something like that. But these sort of team action games, unless you're Overwatch, like haven't really sold well. But I mean, with Game Pass, you might be able to pull that off and you might be able to get a group interested. I mean, the only reason I played it is because I had access on Game Pass. You know, it's the style of game that I like to play, but I'm not sure I would spend $30 on a brand new franchise. And it does come with Ninja Theory, and there is some melee combat characters in there. So at least, you know, that pedigree will show up in the game, but I don't know. It's kind of a hard sell. Of course, during the beta, you had people just trying out characters and just trying to get into team fights and not really worried about playing the objectives and playing smartly together. So we'll have to see once the game comes out, and maybe there's a ranked mode. But I mean, it's interesting. It certainly looks very nice on PC, which is kind of the opposite some of these games. I mean, I love back in the day, I don't even know if it's still a thing, Bloodline Champions. It reminds me a lot of that, just without skill shots. But that game was ugly to look at while you were playing. But Battle Right is the same type of thing. And it, you know, it gets there. It's not maybe the best looking game, but it's on par with League of Legends and stuff like that. So we'll have to see. It's interesting that this is sort of the first step into them as a Microsoft-owned company here. And this will be exclusive to their platform. So we'll have to see. But I'm cautiously optimistic, I would say.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, but okay. Let's see. I've been playing. Well, I will say.
Playing so many games, right?
So many. Actually, I have been. Finally finished Ring Fit Adventure. So this is the last time I'll ever talk about that, I hope.
So you never have to exercise again.
I've done it. I've reached the pinnacle. Never have to exercise again. Except you start off with a new game plus, which isn't helping right now, by the way, because I'm eating trefoils. Like, I'm a basic baby right here. And they're good. Sometimes it's just nice to have.
I kind of want to switch for that game.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah. I keep telling you, it works. Surprisingly, it works. And it's somewhat interesting, too. They talk about it all the time on... you're hearing all this plastic because I'm getting more trefoils. They talk about all the time on Giant Bomb and like a bunch of other podcasts, but I kind of like it. Yeah, and New Game Plus is basically the same. My daughter staring at me. The same story over again, but with more difficulty in the battles and stuff. Yeah.
As is the Nintendo way.
The Nintendo way. And yeah. So finished that, and then I finished Pokemon S-Word. Got that done, went through the storyline, got the legendaries, and now I'm just kind of just – there's like a tower or something in the game too that you can do, and you know. So that's basically that. So yeah, put those away. I'm done with those. and I've started another old game, two more old games again. Spyro Trilogy, which came out last year for the Switch. Started playing that. My thoughts on that are, luckily they're like shorter. The whole package can be completed in like 16, 17, 18 hours, somewhere on there. But much like my thoughts on Crash Bandicoot, some of these old games don't really hold up as much anymore, like these old platformers, because platforming has developed a lot in the last like 20 years. And I think it's Vicarious Visions did the dev on this game. It looks fantastic. It actually looks really nice. Visual updates are awesome. You've played it, JJ?
Yes, yeah. I played it on PC.
PC, nice. But yeah, the visual upgrades are great. It looks like, I mean, it's a brand new game. It's just that the controls are a little kind of dated, I guess, the moves and stuff and the platforming.
I like the way it feels more than Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
In 2019, 2020. I played through Crash Bandicoot trilogy and never really feel like I understand how to play Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I'm totally the same way. Totally the same way. This game is great too. I think what's kind of ruined me is, what was it? Lucky's Tale is really good. If anybody's played Lucky's Tale, I talked about it in the past. Really love the platforming on that game. Obviously, you know, Mario games have great platforming. A lot of other modern games have great platforming, but they're a little dated. The Spyro games are, but they're really nice to look at and super freaking easy. So there's that. Switcher 3 with all those visual upgrades, as I'm sort of drooling from this trefoil, I got downloaded that update that fixes a lot of the graphical stuff. And to be honest, I thought it was fine for, you know, a handheld game, and it was fine for a Switch game. But these graphical updates, they didn't really need to do it, but it makes The Witcher 3 look really good on a Switch. So, like, it's now to the point where it's like somewhere between an Xbox 360 and a PS4 game, like quality level. Like, it's getting pretty, like, pretty a little bit more than decent. So now I think it's like way more acceptable now. It's much crisper. It looks pretty good, and I'm kind of amazed that, I think was it Saber Interactive that did the dev on this. The port, really well done. And Witcher 3, I can finally play it. I've been playing it, but I can play it in better visuals now. So that, and then now my only plan right now is to figure out what I want to take with me. I'm going on this vacation next week on a cruise on a boat. So besides taking little umbrellas for my drinks, figuring out what games I want to take with me, Witcher is, it seems like a natural choice to take The Witcher with me, take the Spyro game, but trying to decide what other like palate cleansers I want to take. Do I want to take a Zelda game? Do I want to take, another big RPG, take some kind of smaller games with me? I have still a lot of cartridges, so I don't necessarily want to lose a lot of stuff. But, yeah.
Animal Crossing?
I'll take an Animal Crossing with me. We have it for the 3DS, and we might take it with it. I have a Pocket Camp, so that'll work.
That Double Dragon River City game came out today with like...
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, with like the 18 games. And
I might have to get that then. Okay, I think you may have sold me on what to get, but... Yeah, so that's kind of my, over the next day or so here, I got to figure out what games to take with me. But if you have any ideas, people on the internet, feel free to tweet at me if you can get past this lag. And that's it. That's all I've been playing. Let's get into some news and keep rocking as we lag behind. Who has news? I know a person who has news.
Who is it?
It's you.
Oh, it's true. I have some.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot. How about we start with this one? That way you guys can participate. There was an Animal Crossing Nintendo Direct?
Was there?
I don't know. I don't watch Nintendo stuff. All I saw was a headline saying Animal Crossing Nintendo Direct, and I said, those guys can talk about that. That'll kill some time.
I actually want to start this segment by asking Aaron, what questions about Animal Crossing do you have as somebody who's probably never played one of those games before?
So many.
As far as I know, all the three of the rest of us have played a lot of Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
Absolutely.
And at least once during this video went, nice.
Nice. Is that game just grinding? Like, is that what it is? Is it, like, an entire game based on, like, the fucking chores you do in, like, an MMO to get to the good stuff, except there's no good stuff?
That would sort of imply that you're, like, leveling up something when you're really not.
Yeah. It's weird because it's almost like a Tamagotchi. Like, you check it a few times a day, and really your time only amounts to, like, maybe an hour a day. Yeah. And then occasionally your weeds grow back, and you tell your neighbor that you hate them and you want them to leave.
What are you talking about?
Weeds, plural.
Oh, S. Right.
Yes.
So are you telling me that Animal Crossing is an idle game?
Well, so in the past, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, unless you were going to hang out with your friends in one of the islands or go fishing all afternoon to catch your museum fish or whatever.
I mean, that sounds okay.
Think of everything that's in Stardew Valley.
Okay.
But you don't grow anything. And the end game isn't to get married to somebody. It's just to teach them dumb catchphrases and not get caught by Nintendo for cussing.
That's not entirely true. You do grow trees. They don't mean much, but... Or yeah, if you're lucky, a money tree.
Yeah, you grow all the fruits, and you're like, look at me, I have all the fruits, and then you're like, oh, I guess I'm just going to sell all the fruits. Yeah,
inevitably, money becomes nothing because you've paid off everything and own your house looks exactly how you want it to look, so...
Yeah, it's a fantasy game.
It's a fantasy game. There
you
go. You wake up, you play for an hour, you smack a rock trying to find the money rock, you fish, you dig up some fossils, call it good. And then you do it the next day until you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 3DS version allowed for more, like, you can make your own custom designs that you could make a QR code and import and export out of the game. You could, like, kind of add road paths to all the houses and... There is more customization. Happy Home Designer was the one where it's like, this is just interior decorating the game. And they actually I knew they were bringing that system over to New Horizons, which they showed in the video.
Yeah.
This one seems a little bit more that you're actually going to have to put in, well, not have to put in some work, but you're going to have like trade-offs of crafting and then having like unique things you can buy and you can't craft and you can customize certain things. So it seems like this one's going to be a little bit more like, hey, like you can actually put in like 2 hours tonight if you wanted to, if that's what you want, as opposed to be like, okay, I ran around, said hi to everybody, I checked the store, and I'm done for the night.
What's up with Tom Nook? What's his deal?
Just running his capitalist empire as usual. No, he's offering you getaway trips. He's once again offering to give you a loan that you can pay back at your own rate and time. And he will also apparently buy a bag of 12 weeds for 280 bells. So,
hey, what?
The economy is pretty good.
The economy is good.
I saw terraforming and
yeah, there is terraforming in this, which is actually kind of badass.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, that's... I'm just going to be – that's going to be my life. It's just going to be sculpting this island.
So are these games multiplayer?
Yes.
No.
Kind of. You can hang out.
So up until now, you could only play one person per system. Now it sounds like you'll be able to play with four people locally. In the past, you could visit other people's towns. I think it was like four people. Yeah. And then there was also an island that you could play mini games on in New Leaf, the 3DS one. But this one is going just crazy and allowing you to have eight people on an island at a time. And they haven't talked about if there's any sort of like mini game activities or anything like that. But you have what is now deemed best friends. And they're the only ones that are allowed to use shovels and axes in your island.
Sam and JJ, I'm going to make you guys my best friends. That way you can just fucking destroy my island.
Yes.
Well, I know the reason they did that is because when my partner and I were playing in the past on the 3DS version, she'd go into her house to do something. I would just dig holes around her door.
So she couldn't get out.
Or she came out, yeah. Or like there was one time I went to a friend's island. I just spelled hello by digging.
Oh, nice.
And she had to go through and patch the whole thing up. So
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's to prevent that sort of island terrorism that can occur. I mean, you could go to somebody's town and chop down every tree they have, and they could have spent an entire month giving those trees, but guess what? They got zero now. Mm. He made me a best friend.
So you're saying I should buy this game?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So here's a couple of things that I'm on the Nintendo site looking at this. There's it's rated E for everyone, obviously. It has in-game purchases, which I don't know if that means DLC or if it just means, or you know, like loot boxes, or if, you know, or just buying shit from the retail stores in the game, just with that fake money. it's only 6.2 gigs in size. Like, I have PowerPoint files that are bigger than this game at the office, and part of me is actually wondering. So they announced that there's going to be, they're only going to do free updates, and they're going to have an update on day one, and then seasonal events, and then a bunch of updates after that that are all going to be free. So I'm actually assuming that this is going to be one of those games that has a really long, not to make a pun, a really long tail with different updates they're going to do. Probably a lot of tie-ins. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, Pocket Camp, which Pocket Camp is, if I'm checking my file size, by the way, for Animal Crossing Pocket Camp on my iPhone, the game is like 4.7. My iPhone Animal Crossing game is almost as big as the game on Nintendo Switch. That tells you something. But a lot of that is just downloading all the, you know, all the updates, all the new clothing packs and things like that. And I have a feeling that'll probably be in the Switch game as well. It's like, oh, guess what, guys? There's a new Zelda game out, so we have downloadable Zelda packs for you to start playing with. So here's an in-game thing for you to do to get all these Zelda things. So, yeah, I think that's probably pretty likely for that kind of stuff, which is kind of cool. But then I also wouldn't be surprised that if they say, just like with, you know, Splatoon and all their other games, like, hey, here's a version 2.1 of Animal Crossing, and we're going to give you mini games now, or just, you know, you can play whack-a-mole with different moles and things like that. So I think there'll be, I have a feeling that all that stuff's coming. It's almost like, as much as there was kind of some cool stuff in the trailer and everything they sort of announced today, nothing like really blew my mind. I don't know. It didn't, like, nothing came off as like super amazing and new, but I'm thinking a lot of that is they needed to get this game out ASAP because we haven't had that fucking direct anyways.
Well, are you saying that aquarium showed up and it didn't blow your mind?
Yeah.
It's shocking to me that it's taken this long for somebody to call a day one patch a free update.
Right?
Right?
We're giving you a free update on the first day. You can't play the game without this free update.
On the press release, we have to point out that they mention island-wide broadcasts. At the start of each day, Mr. Nook, CEO of Nook Inc., will make a broadcast to all residents, updating them with the latest and important island events and advice about how to best enjoy island living. That is communist Russia stuff. That is state TV. You wake up in the morning.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's some old Presidente shit right there.
I love it. I fucking love it. This is like all-out communism now, dictatorship.
Now, I do have one final question about Animal Crossing. I've been told that there is a dog that plays guitar.
Yes. Hell yeah, there is.
Yeah, was he in this game?
KK Slider?
Yeah.
Yes, it's KK Slider.
There's like four memorable mascots from Animal Crossing, and he's one of them.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to be in there. I will say they hinted at Rossetti too, and that was nuts. That and how multiplayer works were the most exciting part of that direct.
I don't think he knows who Rossetti is.
Is Rossetti another loan shark?
No. Rossetti.
Rossetti's
so back
dark.
In the GameCube days, you had to save your game before you quit, or like, you know, everything that you did that day would be lost. Rossetti was a mole who came out of the ground. The next time, if you forgot to save, he'd come up there and be like, "Hey, you idiot! Remember when you didn't save and you lost everything?
He would fucking
like,
berate
sucks.
You.
Yeah, like, why did you do that, you dumbo? Like, I'm going to teach you how to save right now." And we're going to go through the save menu, and it's like, "Okay, you got it, you idiot. Okay, see you next time." There was.
And sometimes those word dialogues would go on for minutes.
Yeah, there was a thing in GameCube where if you did it like 10 times in a week or something like that, he would threaten to delete your game. And if you did it one more time, they went so far as to black out the screen for like over a minute. And like you could either reset your console or he'd come back and be like, okay, I didn't do it. But like next time I will, I swear to God. Don't do it. And of course, this thing, like, I guess it saves automatically or whatever. I think it's been doing it since the 3DS version.
Yeah.
So they've had to find – they publicly talked about how Rossetti would be finding a new job. And now it seems like Rossetti is the – or not Border Patrol, the Coast Guard.
He's ICE is basically what he is.
Yeah, him and his brother –
yeah, I forget now what his deal was in New Leaf, because I just remember he lived underground, like you would enter a sewer and there he was.
Yeah, he was just hanging out, like eating or whatever.
I think he like yelled at you one time, like if you just powered down, and it was like, it doesn't matter, it saves automatically. So if you want to come see me, come hang out, I'm over here.
Well, he sounds amazing.
He is.
And I want to be best friends with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
How?
What's next on the news tip? Animal Crossing is coming on March 20th, by the way.
March 20th. Everybody
who's alive will be able to
mark the date. Save the date. Here's another good one that'll make everybody happy. Final Fantasy VII Remake, the opening movie came out.
Oh yeah,
and you can watch that. And boy, does that look like Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
Are any of you excited about that game?
In a like very vague sense, like I will. I don't plan on getting it, but I know I will end up with it.
No. I don't like Final Fantasy VII, and yet when it was contemporary, I somehow ended up buying not one but two copies. So that's how my life goes.
Six discs.
Never beat that game. I always give up. Don't understand Final Fantasy VII. Well, Shinra Corporation is mining the life force of the planet.
No. Tell me about gunblades, or don't tell me about anything.
Oh, I can tell you about gunblades. You want to know what Squall's student identification number is?
Comes do you up exactly know that well. Off the? I was going to say, do you know that off the top of your head? Or you
yeah, look, yeah.
No, I used to know it. It's like 46182 or something. But
so that's your PIN number for your debit card. Got it.
PIN number is only four numbers.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping so. I haven't played any of the Kingdom Hearts games, but I have played Final Fantasy XV, and I liked the way Final Fantasy XV played, so I'm hoping that that's enough to offset my dislike of Final Fantasy VII to make this a completely neutral experience for me.
That's right. Final Fantasy XV's on Game Pass, like with all that DLC. Yes. So.
Yeah. Even 41269, I was fucking close.
Yeah.
Close, yeah. I have Final Fantasy XV.
Yeah, me too. I don't have the newest DLC, the episode Arden, I think, is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's on Game Pass.
That's on Game Pass. Yeah, so yeah, I'm excited to start that. I don't know why I never come to it. I think I get intimidated by starting an RPG at any given time. I guess
that game's really cool because you do a tiny little bit of story, and then it's like, hey, you guys like Animal Crossing and walking around kids. Just doing chores? That's this whole game.
Hell yeah!
Except in a car.
Now we're talking. That's what I like to do.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's cool. Out. And that's you can find out more about that at PAX East, except Sony pulled out of PAX East because of the coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so.
And they pulled out of GDC as well.
So that was the follow-up because Sony and Facebook have pulled out of GDC, citing coronavirus. Sony's pulled straight out. Facebook said that they still plan to have a digital presence, mm-hmm. But no booth. And then the corollary to that is that people found GDC's refund policy page was apparently updated after these announcements saying that their refund policy refunds had to be submitted before February 19th, 2020 to qualify for a refund. And today is February 20th, 2020.
I'm sure that'll go well for him.
GDC is going to have something like 550 companies in various capacities represented, and people pulling out because of coronavirus amounts to 10, so they claim. So,
what is a digital presence for? Does that mean
apparently they're doing like videos, like Nintendo Direct style videos, and they're doing like online Q&A.
Because I know they have like if you put on an Oculus headset, they always have like scheduled things that you can just like sit down and watch. And I'm just like, is that what it is?
If you already, I mean, that sounds Oculus, pretty okay, just, man.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a better way to enjoy GDC than.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. The only kind of thing to really say about that is it was really funny watching that break live on Twitter, because I watched one person make a joke about how Sony pulling out because of coronavirus made it look like all the other people who weren't pulling out endorsed the coronavirus, and then immediately saw people actually making that point.
The PAX POX has got to be hurting right now, because that used to be the main... main bad guy, but now no one cares about the PAX POX anymore.
Well, you know, PAX POX started scary because it was bird flu or whatever, and then it just turned into kind of a goof. And...
Mm-hmm.
That's the sickest I've ever been in my life.
you had the PAX POX. That's right. That's right.
It was the bird flu year, and yeah, I got that, and I was like bedridden for a week. It was the worst. I've been in the hospital for worse, than I've still felt. Worse after that. Yeah, that was bad times. Now I never go like hand sanitizer. Oh, yeah? And wipes.
Yeah, you gotta bathe in that stuff.
Yeah, it's just smell like alcohol 24/7.
Hey, listen, that's already me, baby.
Not I gotta say, not your alcohol.
But yeah, that's what I got for news. It's not a crazy. That's not a crazy news week.
You missed the most important news article of.
I tried to bring Nintendo up. You guys.
Hasbro is bringing back Tiger Electronic handhelds.
Ooh, oh, good.
So if you want to get the Tiger Electronic Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Mermaid or Sonic the Hedgehog 3,
I do want that.
Yeah, well there you go. You can buy them again, brand
new.
Hey,
speaking of that, did any of you guys see the Sonic movie?
I saw it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Opening day.
opening weekend for me.
Tell me everything about Sonic the Hedgehog.
He does the floss twice.
Yes.
Good to know. That's something. That's I associate that with Sonic the Hedgehog.
There's chili dogs.
Okay.
He definitely rips a huge fart.
Nice. Yes.
Is that meow joke still in the movie?
Yes, it's still there.
That's all I really need to know.
Now, is this like awesome, upbeat, like happy-go-lucky Sonic, or is this has realized that his speed makes him the most powerful being in the universe, and the ennui of invincibility has set in Sonic the Hedgehog? Because there's two very different hedgehogs.
They have taken that Sonic the Hedgehog, the Saturday morning Sonic the Hedgehog, and them one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Does he say "gotta go fast" at least?
Yes.
Once?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Okay. And that Sonic drawing makes an appearance.
Yeah. Yes. They took a lot of the fucking memes and threw them in there.
Yeah.
God, this movie is good, isn't it? Yeah. I thought maybe it was just like a giant drug fueled conspiracy, but it's actually good, isn't it?
I mean, who's to say it isn't still? But. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. So like, I wasn't like madly in love with it, but I understand exactly what it's exactly what you think it's going to be. Like from a plot standpoint, there are zero twists from a plot standpoint. You've seen the trailer, which is the entire, you know, the movie after seeing the trailer, but at the same time, you go see it because, I think it's self-aware of what it is and what Sonic has become in a weird way. Does that make sense?
I'm given to understand that Robotnik is a war criminal in this one.
Yeah, he kind of is. Yeah.
There's a like Pentagon meeting where they explain that Robotnik like quelled an uprising in the Middle East.
And, oh like, god, yeah.
And I mean, his badniks are all just drones, so he is like a
So my question is, better or worse than Detective Pikachu?
Different.
It's
they're different kinds of movies.
I think it's better in the sense where it's just trying to be fun. It's not trying to do anything. It's not trying to be the best video game movie. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of stupid fun, especially for somebody that, like, in the 90s, I obsessed over Sonic the Hedgehog. So enjoying it to get drag out of that. And it's the tropiest movie.
Yeah,
everything is like, there's like a 3-minute barroom fight in the middle of it. It's like the whole
for plot no point again is, for no a lot of stuff no happens for no reason. This is
it does that thing that is like you could tell it's written by like some older people because like well what do kids like? They like 1980s cooler style ballroom brawls,
right?
Does that fight start with somebody completely removed from the situation getting a bottle smashed over their head from behind?
Close. Sonic tries to smash a guy's head and it doesn't break.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go see this movie.
And then it does the X-Men Quicksilver thing 2 or 3 times where a like pop song plays while everything is like frozen and he's moving. So
I mean, that sounds kind of incredible.
It's just
really need the sequel to be a dramatic retelling of Sonic Adventure 2,
Sonic Adventure 2 battle.
Really weird possible Hoobastank song about when he turned supersonic.
There we go. And there are close-ups of Sonic's feet, so.
Yes.
Good. That's
perfect.
Talk to me about his toes. How articulated are they?
Robotnik takes, like, it's like a giant, like, he's, like, mapping, trying to figure him out. And so there's just this giant, like, off-screen, like, you know, 7-foot photo of, like, 3D rendering of Sonic's feet. And zoom right in on it.
Can we just talk about how Jim Carrey plays a cross between, like, Cable Guy and Ace Ventura? Like, his Dr. Robotnik as a character is, like, the evil darkness of Cable Guy and then, like, sort of the bizarre genius comedic elements of Ace Ventura.
He's not too far removed from his Riddler in this
movie. Yes, there you go. So, there you go.
He is chewing the scenery in every scene, and I love it.
The way I kind of feel about this movie is, for those of you who've seen the Alvin and the Chipmunks 3, The Road Chip, which I'm assuming is all of you, this is basically The Road Chip with Sonic the Hedgehog kind of in it. So yeah, take a look at that and really enjoy the film.
Every single
I'm
movie
offended
that,
that
has,
you made me remember that.
Every single movie that is a cartoon brought into the real world has a scene of the human driving in the with the cartoon character, like sitting side by side, camera paced right through the windshield, and it's like.
So does Sonic start with his sneakers in this, or does he get them on Earth?
Gets them on Earth.
Wow.
Well, he has sneakers, but he gets the red ones on Earth.
The iconic sneakers is gifted to him from a small child. So,
are there rings in this movie? Like,
yeah. Oh, yes, they play a huge part in this movie.
Yeah, it is the MacGuffin of the things. Yeah, it's.
Huh. I gotta go see this fucking movie. I don't want to go see this movie. You guys are making me go see this movie.
Just go see it. Just go see it. There is no way you can be disappointed in this movie, which is really bizarre, a bizarre thing to say.
It's just the right kind of silly. Like,
But, okay, what other news bites do we have? So we covered Sonic, we covered coronavirus, we covered Animal Crossing.
That's pretty much what I got, unless you guys got something.
I don't think so. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of what we had maybe on the old side questing that might relate to some some news, because I do write that, you know, we do write news on there every once in a while. As I look through this,
or you can read my like 7-year-old art about why I love Sonic the Hedgehog too.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah, we might bubble that one back up to the top. No, Nintendo has a coral Switch Lite, which is a really pretty color. I like that a lot. Coming out. There's a brand new Prince of Persia game has been announced. Guess what? Surprise, it's an escape room VR game and not an actual Prince of Persia game.
Outrider... And it's not Prince of Persia 2008.
Yeah, exactly. Outriders has had its full reveal. People can fly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bulletstorm on meets Fallout 4 meets other games game. Castlevania Season 3, we have a release date for that, and yeah,
Westworld Season 3 has a trailer.
Westworld Season 3 has a trailer. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody finish Westworld Season 2?
Not yet. That's on my that's on my list of things to do. By the way,
I bet Sam finished it. Sam loved Westworld, right?
I liked the first season. I have not at all seen the second season. But it goes with all the other HBO and Starz programming, like The Leftovers, where I loved the first season and I was like, man, I can't wait to see the second season, and then just didn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't. By the way, I tweeted at that Concepts bot and I said, what should we podcast about? And the Concepts bot replied, I'm not sure. You could drink hot chocolate from the 70s. So that's going to be my goal. Find some old-ass hot chocolate and then...
You find some old MRE rations. There's definitely going to be... That's half of my YouTube consumption is watching people review old rations, MREs.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You got to know if those things are good.
Yep. All right. Well, guess what, everybody? Nice shorter episode, short laggy episode. I'll have this fixed. I'm down to the problem being my laptop and not my internet connection. So it's I'll have to fiddle with the laptop a little bit. I think whatever the latest update to Mac OS did something to it, and now OBS is not liking it. So I may switch back to the PC for a little while till I get this Mac.
Mac OS, it just works.
I think my next plan is to get a real good PC laptop. I'm definitely going to do laptop. I'm not going to do desktop because I want to do some – I like to get out of the house when I do game dev sometimes. So can't do that with a desktop. I don't want to haul that shit around. So I'll be looking at a laptop more than likely. So
if I went to a coffee shop and I saw somebody with a desktop set up, I would push them over and call them a nerd.
I've seen a dude with a fucking desktop at my local Tim Hortons at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll cruise in there on a weeknight trying to get some work done. And sure as shit, there's a guy in there hooked up to the Wi-Fi at Tim Hortons playing Counter-Strike at 12 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it's midnight. It was whatever, but still. Full-on desktop.
It would take everything just not to walk there and just ask, what's your deal?
Push him over and call him a nerd. He knows what's wrong. Mm. He knows what he did.
Yeah, why are you here? Please.
Why are you like this?
Yeah. Do you realize what you're doing to us?
This is an intervention. Your family's worried about you.
Yes. All right. With that said, we're going to log off here. Hope you all have a wonderful evening, a wonderful week. I ain't going to be around, but I do have a podcast. I have our podcasting company's app, whatever, our hosting company's podcast app on my phone. So I may record a dumb quickie while on my cruise. I'll be on a cruise boat, so I'm just hoping I don't
get... Is next week's show just going to be you from the ship by yourself?
I think it will be, and I think that's fucking awesome if it is.
Oh, I'm 100% behind you on that. That's hilarious.
Yes, I'll be on the... Oh, dude, I should... do one of those man on the street, man on the boat, interviews random people and ask them about their thoughts on the big game journal cabal that's apparently happening again.
Okay, so before we go, I completely missed that. Was that ninja thing?
Oh no, that ninja thing was nothing. This was there's just more articles about big game journal cabals. Basically, someone, I forget the writer's name. Okay, here's some. What do they call that? Inside baseball, whatever. I don't know. Dirt. But a journal posted about you can't get into the get you can't write for some websites because you're on a blacklist. And that's because of your, you know, if you have conservative views, there's absolutely no way. And there's a big cabal that's a big clique that's preventing, you know, writers of conservative thoughts with conservative thoughts to write for them, which is just stupid and bogus. Not that does not happen. People just don't want to work with you if you're a shitty person. That's probably the easiest way to explain that. And I will say that word of mouth does get around really quickly if somebody's bad. I'm not going to name any names, but remember Mr. Target guy who comes around like once every 6-7 months and the entire internet hates him? You get word of mouth spreads. So you're not on a blacklist. It's just if you're a shitty person, everybody finds out that you're a shitty person and no one wants to work with you. So, yeah, that's it. That was the drama.
If people think there's a cabal of writers, it's because there's only like three places that pay writers, and we all know each other. It's not so much a cabal as the fact that the industry that a million people want to get into only supports like 100.
Yeah, and because everybody else has gone streaming, and we know what effect that's had on the games industry. Goodbye, E3. So there you go, y'all did this to yourselves. We warned you.
I blame Markiplier. I've never seen a Markiplier video, but that sounds funny in my...
The name Markiplier?
Yeah, totally. it almost sounds like Multiplier, but it's not.
Ooh, exactly. Like multiplayer, wow. Multiplier. Wow, he did it.
Oh. Shit.
Oh, man. I should just name mine. I'll shut up. With that, you can find me at Dolly Demoski. You can find us at SideQuesting.
Let's talk more about Sonic.com.
Yeah, there we go.
SideQuesting TV on Twitch. Where can we find you, Sam? Nowhere. You're just a purple blob over there hidden in the corner. Don't even have to reply. Just don't bother replying. JJ, where can we find you?
We said the Twitter at the beginning of the show. Yeah. DisneyCompendium.com.
Yes.
From the podcast. It's been on a hiatus because I've been moving. We just recorded Treasure Planet.
Hold on. First of all, I've got to say, you have – are those three arcade 1-Up machines that you have behind you there?
Yes. Yes, gosh. Marvel Superheroes, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Asteroids.
That's freaking amazing. That's
is awesome. That Asteroids cabin have the actual ball?
No, it sucks.
No.
It has a spinner, and it's a very bad spinner.
My goal is to get myself a few of those arcade 1-Up machines. Our local Walmart has them in, I think, like right after – I'm kicking myself for not buying it. Right after Christmas, they were doing some clear outs of stock, and they dropped the price to like $120 or whatever.
Yeah, the Turtles one is like $500, and I got it for
– Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And they're putting out an NBA Jam one this year.
That is going to be badass. Yeah.
With licensed players and online. So.
Sweet. Hopefully all the codes are in there from the original game. Where can we find you, Aaron – Twitch affiliate Scratty Bones Kelly.
You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Scratty Bones, and you can also find me in the SideQuesting Discord, where you might be able to see me yelling every day at Tom Johnson, who won't fucking answer my question.
Tom doesn't answer questions.
You should mirror him again right here, right now.
I can't. How can you even trust a deal with a dragon if somebody, a normal mortal like Tom Johnson, doesn't respect the old ways?
Yeah.
Everything's in the garbage. None of it matters anymore.
Yeah.
On that note, we're out. We'll see you guys. And, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Charles is killing my head. Turn a day now. These are